This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, thought regulation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effect of the thought regulations in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that human beings have the habit of thinking and planning for something in his mind. Therefore, if there are some regulations, if there is a discipline in thinking and the thoughts are being regularized according to the priorities and the things that we need to do, the things get disciplined in our life. We know that we must have this discipline in our individual life as well as in our social life. And when we talk about the social life and individual life, there are different things that we need to do. For example, what time should I wake up? What time should I pray? What is the time for the breakfast? And if I'm going to the university or a school or a college, or maybe I'm going to the work, how many hours do I need to spend there? Is there any time for my family? Is there any time for myself? So when I need to think about all these things when I am living as an Islamic, I'm having an Islamic lifestyle. Why? Because Islam gives importance to every single aspect of the life. And when it gives importance to every single aspect of the life, it gives importance to the way I think as well, the way I discipline my daily routine, the way I schedule my daily routine. Therefore, it is very important that I give a discipline, I give a regulation to my thoughts, to where I plan, the way I think. And if I am succeeded in making true plans, making right plans, making a good schedule, and to think in a good way, in a right way, then obviously I am a successful person. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of thought regulation in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that there must be a discipline or regulation in our thinking or the thoughts that we have. Therefore, when we need to have something, if we want to perform something, if we want to do some action, there is a process, and this process must be followed, that we think first and then we perform. Even about the sayings, it is said that before you speak, you must think. So it is because that if I can discipline, if I can have some regulations or discipline for my thoughts, I can have a better life. For example, when I'm thinking about my daily schedule, my daily routine, how much time do I spend for my work and how much time do I give to my family? Because my family is also important. On top of that, the main thing is my own life. Do I have any time for myself or not, where I can relax, where I can have some entertainment? Maybe I can spend some time with the friends, or maybe I want to be alone at that time. Therefore, all the actions that we do, all the actions that we perform, it is all under the way we think, the way we think about different things. Therefore, we need to set something, some regulations, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, obviously He did not allow us to think freely about anything. There are some limitations. We must control our mind. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that the mind is just the things, the thoughts are like a bird, that if you leave it, it will flew wherever it wants. But when you control it, when you put it in a cage, then obviously it cannot go anywhere where you're not allowed to. Therefore, we must control our thoughts according to the system of Islam, and to in order to have a positive and good and healthy life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.